Thank you, Simon. Now on to our final batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox, which include an injured soldier with a cycle challenge and a Norwich man reunited with the trio who saved his life. But first, local heroes, a sad-to-see horror continues in our world.
A Second World War veteran from Norfolk revealed he has never taken peace for granted and warned the country must continue to fight for those who threaten our freedom. Jack Woods, a secretary of the Norwich and District Branch of the Normandy Veterans Association, spoke out in the wake of the latest terrorist attack in London while attending a memorial service in France to remember colleagues who died to bring peace to Europe. He said, "When I was about 15, the war was on. On the whole, it was something that happened to other people. Even when I heard the bomber planes overhead, they were off to somewhere else. Then one night they came from Norwich. We have a fight, those who threaten our way of life, just as we did in the Second World War."
The third Run Norwich 10K race has sold out, with all 6,000 places snapped up more than a month before the deadline to register. The capacity for this year's race, which will take place on August the 6th, was increased by 1,000 after last year's turnout, with the new number a record for the event. The 6,000 participants include 900 official race charity runners who will be raising cash for the Big C, Serve Norfolk, Norwich and Norfolk Mind and the Community Sports Foundation, CSF. Dan Wynne from CSF organises Run Norwich and said, "We have had an absolutely unbelievable response this year. In our first 2 years, we had 3,800 and then 5,200, so this is excellent. Runners will begin and end the race near the market, taking in Chapelfield Gardens, Castle Meadow, King Street, Carrow Road, the Cathedral and Magdalen Street along the way."
Greater Anglia has denied claims that it plans to reduce the number of its ticket offices to just 7. The rail operator was responding to Rail Union RMT, which said it would step up a campaign to fight a planned programme of ticket office closures. "We are investing significant sums in installing and improving ticket vending machines at every station and increasing the range of smart and mobile ticketing options available to our customers."
He travelled nearly 3,500 miles to fight for his country in Afghanistan. But now 24-year-old Ryan Gray will cycle the 3,081-mile race across America to raise money for those who fought for him when he was blown up by an improvised explosive device, IED. Mr. Gray, who lives in Great Moulton, now spends hours training for the challenge, which will see him cross 12 US states to raise money for Help the Heroes. But 6 years ago, he never thought he would be fit enough to take on such a demanding physical challenge again. Mr. Gray, then a keen football player, joined the army when he turned 16 and was deployed to Afghanistan in October 2010. But on February the 14th, 2011, an IED blast in the area south of the district in Helmand province caused Mr. Gray to die twice, once in a helicopter and then again in the operating theatre. But skilled doctors brought the then 18-year-old back to life. Fellow soldier Lance Corporal Kyle Marshall was killed in the explosion. Mr. Gray spent around 2 years in Headley Court Rehabilitation Unit in Surrey, undergoing 23 operations. While rebuilding his strength, he found cycling helped to develop muscle growth in his leg, and he's since taken on the hobby to raise money, and he's found a new career path in maintaining bikes for Halfords.
University students were given the chance to work alongside a Turner Prize-winning artist, Richard Long, to create a film about his new exhibition. Earth Sky. Richard Long at Houghton Hall opened in April and runs until October the 26th. The Fine Art and Film and Moving Image students at the Norwich University of the Arts had the opportunity to watch Mr. Long bring together the final elements of the exhibition and create one of his latest works, Whitewater Falls, in the colonnades of the main hall. Other NUA students are also acting as volunteers for the Belong educational program linked to the exhibition. Mr. Long, who rarely gives interviews, said, "Even though I'm not a pop artist and I don't court popularity, I think it is amazing that work finds its way in the world anyway. I think it is great that young students know about it."
Suffering a cardiac arrest is one thing, but to suffer a cardiac arrest whilst driving is an even more terrifying experience. Luckily for Melvin Lincoln from Norwich, on the day this happened to him, a series of coincidences and then quick actions by the community first responder and bystanders helped to save his life. When the 999 call was received, the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust dispatched community first responder Luke Baldwin, who arrived on the scene in less than 4 minutes, followed closely by an ambulance crew. Already on the scene were bystanders Zoe Clark and Emily Brown, who started giving CPR. And in a stroke of fate, Miss Clark also happened to be an emergency medical technician, and Miss Brown a nurse from the local hospital. Thanks to the quick actions of the duo, Mr. Baldwin, who was carrying an automatic external defibrillator in his kit, was able to shock Mr. Lincoln and restart his heart, bringing him back to life. Mr. Lincoln, still in a critical condition, was transported by ambulance crew to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where he received specialist treatment and is now making a strong recovery. In an emotional reunion at the Ambulance Services Norwich Emergency Operations Centre, Mr. Lincoln thanked the volunteers who helped save his life. Mr. Baldwin said, as well as his angels, Miss Clark and Miss Brown. Well, that's all from Paddy and me. Now it's over to Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson from the next part of Chatterbox. Goodbye.